So we go from winter this morning, Katie, to summer by Friday. I mean, come on. Yeah, I bet you are. Not, I'm not.
I'm the cold nature girl, so summertime sunshine.
Well,
wait.
Yeah, except it's the first week of spring. So
that's true.
What does that mean for August if it's 87 in the first week of spring? But
it's going to be hot.
We'll see. Yeah, whatever. That's okay. You pick South Carolina. I've always said this. If you want to enjoy the winter and the spring and all that here, you deal with the heat of the summer.
Absolutely.
And it's so worth it because it's hot, but we all have air conditioning, you know, for the most part. And so it's so first world problems.
It is.
It really is. How you doing?
Good. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Want to wish I've been promoting all morning that Karen was going to be here.
Yeah.
And she said, not feeling so well.
Yeah,
Katie, go in and take care of business. So we want to wish Karen the best. Hope she feels better and gets that cough out of her system and gets to feeling better. But I am very happy to see you and have you joining us. So we're going to talk a little bit about pain today and pain management. And, you know, we've all got some aches and some pains and some joints that want to hurt. But we'll go a little deeper than that. Where are we starting?
Well, we'll start with, of course, our elderly population. First off, chronic pain is defined as pain that lasts for 6 or more months, especially that's more than expected. So that's a long time for people. So chronic pain for you and I, one thing.
Right.
Chronic pain for our elderly folks is a lot different.
Oh, absolutely.
They suffer from chronic pain significantly. It alters their daily activities and it burdens them. So if you think about it, you know, they're declining. They're getting older.
Right.
Their body just doesn't function as well.
Well, and look, you know, all of us are already experiencing a certain level of that. It's not chronic, perhaps, but we're all experiencing. I mean, every muscle, every joint, the human body is made to eventually break down.
Absolutely.
And as we become seniors, that's happening more often. And the one thing that you want for all of our seniors is you want them to enjoy quality of life.
Correct.
You know, I mean, we're not asking for miracles, but quality of life is important. And chronic pain, not so much fun.
Right. Absolutely. And the sad part is, it's even higher among the elderly that's in the nursing homes. It's up to about 83% higher.
Right.
So theirs could be due to a misconception that, you know, this is their normal process of aging. Well, some of it is, yes, their normal process of aging, but a lot of times it's due to cognitive disturbances. So the first reason of chronic pain is due to physiological changes in elderly, like, you know, those neurotransmitters, those are those chemical messengers that like send messages to your body that says, hey, nerve cell, wake up. This
right.
is what you're supposed to be doing. Hey, muscle cell, wake up. This
right.
is what you're supposed to be doing
right.
in the gland. But they right. don't necessarily do that when we get a little older.
Yeah, things intercept them.
Yes.
And we're not necessarily getting a direct pathway. We're supposed to from the brain to those nerve endings, telling us, hey, this is supposed to function like this. Your arm is supposed to be able to go up above your head without pain.
Right.
All of a sudden, something intercepts that, and next thing you know, your shoulder hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Or next thing you know, your knees don't work the way they're supposed to work and all that. And we all, like I said, we all know what we're talking about in terms of that's what causes pain, and that's what pain receptors are. But when you get to the word chronic and you get to the constant aspect of it, that's what I was talking about, quality of life, Katie, because that's when you get into a point where it can lead to so many other things. And we'll get to that about the depression that it can lead to and all the stuff that comes with it. But anyway, you were talking about what is the cause? Where does it start?
Well, and another reason, second thing is called homeostenosis, which refers to basically is what used to be their normal is no longer their normal. So it's decreasing of their muscle mass. It increases their leading to falls, decreases appetite, sleep disturbances, depression, delirium, agitation, and of course their overall debility.
Mm.
So they just get, it sounds even worse when you talk about it.
Well,
when you
it
start
is.
Pointing out every single thing.
Sure.
Makes sense.
And it doesn't mean you're going to have all of those things occur, but these are the things that it can lead to.
Great.
And anything that is debilitating, whether it is cognitively or if it is physically, it takes a toll on a person.
Yep.
And usually one impacts the other.
Right.
If something is going on cognitively with someone's brain, usually that impacts their physical abilities.
Yep.
If somebody is physically hurt, it usually slows down their activity, which ends up impacting their brain.
Yep.
So there's no good side to chronic pain for our seniors at all. and there's no good thing that comes with it. So we obviously are at a point where we're recognizing these as problems and trying to do more to help.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's probably the biggest thing that you'll see is degenerative spine and arthritic conditions. Those are the most painful for our elderly population, and that's
degenerative spine and arthritic conditions. Mm-hmm. I mean, it hurts just to say that.
Yeah,
it does. It hurts just to say that. I mean, anytime you include the word spine, about something degeneratively, that's ugly.
Yeah, that's your whole body.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because it all starts there. If your back hurts or if you can't even move, then, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
My problem for me, I don't know what your day-to-day aches are. Mm-hmm. And again, first world problems. I'm not saying something chronic for me.
Correct.
But I have a lot of neck pain.
Neck pain.
My pain is in my neck a lot. And, I mean, everybody says I'm a pain in the neck, but I actually have pain in my neck. And yeah, I played a lot of sports when I was a kid. And when you're a kid doing that, you kind of feel like you're invincible.
Right.
Back in the day, we all had our invincibility stage.
Absolutely.
And now we're all getting to the point where we realize you could pay me now or pay me later, and now it's later.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
So now I'm paying for it later. But whatever the case, what's yours? Where's your pain?
I don't have a whole lot, thankfully.
Good.
But when I do have anything, it's a click in my knee. It's like I have a... It's almost like you have just a little tiny piece of something on the inside that would just click every once in a while and it'll flare up. Mine's not bad. Now, my husband, who is young, he has back issues a lot.
Uh-huh.
But he's able to change his sleeping patterns to be able to help with that.
Right.
You know, of course, losing weight always has helped all of us for any pains and aches that we have.
Yeah.
So with us, younger generation, it's a little easier because there's some things that we can do to eliminate some
good.
Of those pains.
Well, good. Yeah, for my Lainey, she's got the bum hip.
Oh.
So she's probably on a path to hip replacement one of these days. She's not in need of that yet, but who knows what the future holds.
Soon
we're all going to be bionic and have different parts everywhere, knees and hips and everything else that they want to replace for us.
Younger, they'll do them too now.
Exactly, yeah. So whatever the case. But again, what we're trying to strive for here for our older adults is we're trying to strive for quality of life.
Absolutely.
No one is sitting here saying that you get into your 60s and 70s and 80s and beyond that you're not going to have some aches and pains. That's inevitable for all of us. I mean, I'm 54 and it's inevitable. There's not a day that goes by that I don't have something creaking in my body. But again, you want to get to quality of life. You don't want something that's going to prevent you from being able to go out for a walk or go out to be with your kids or your grandkids or whatever it is.
Right, absolutely. A lot of times we see in our elderly is also associated with harmful outcomes, meaning the falls, the depressions, and those disturbances. It makes a big difference because our generation is bad about falls. You have residents that move into a facility and they're doing great that first week and then they'll just have a fall. Well, it's not because they moved into the facility.
Right.
They're just having those uninterrupted issues and they're having those falls. So that's difficult for
us.
Sure,
absolutely. That is. And again, the when you get into these situations, and you start having the falls, that is usually the start of something real bad.
Right.
You know, and so we've got to guard against that. One of the things, this was before you joined the family here with Oakley Village and here at coming into the positive points, but we did a whole show on things to prevent falls in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen did that. And then the very next week she fell.
Of course.
And she fell over something she said, get out of, and it was a step down in the living room, and she took a tumble. So it's just, we do have to be really careful. But again, as you said, with a clicking in the knee, one minute everything is perfect, and the next thing you know, boom, your knee goes out on you. You can't really prepare for that or predict that's going to happen, but it does. So we're talking about pain and pain management. And we've got Katie with us from over at Oakley Village. She's here with us for the Positive Points on Aging, one of our favorite features that we do. And we're talking about this from now until 9 o'clock. So I want you to stick around. We're going to get you the Fox Business Report from our buddy Randy and the team over at HGO Group. Then we'll come back for our last segment. I hope you'll stick around as we continue the Positive Points on Aging right here on a beautiful but chilly start to your Tuesday morning at The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
The Fox Business Report is brought to you by the HGO Group.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. there could be buying to start the day on Wall Street as the Treasury Secretary speaks out. Janet Yellen saying the government could backstop more deposits if necessary to stop the contagion and is ready to provide further guarantees of deposits if the situation worsens. Her remarks, prepared for a speech to the American Bankers Association, come in the wake of several bank failures. The Federal Reserve begins a two-day meeting today as its officials face a tough call on whether to raise interest rates again or take a pause in the face of the most intense banking crisis since 2008. And a lot of shopping malls may be losing Foot Locker stores. The company, which is closing more than 400 low-performing stores, says it's part of its new lace-up business plan. It includes opening freestanding shops targeting niche consumers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas. Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered, make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them, and your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hey, Randy Lawson here from the HGO Group, your Medicare specialist. We're a local family-owned and operated Medicare agency, and simply put, we take the stress out of your Medicare concerns. The HGO Group handles all things Medicare, which includes Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and drug plans. Listen, we don't believe in a one-size-fits-all approach. We're looking to build a relationship. The HGO Group will walk you through the process and make sure you have the right plan for you. We will be there for you before, during, and most importantly, after you've enrolled. We're local, but make no mistake, we work with 27 different carriers in South Carolina, and we handle all our customer service. Best of all, we won't charge you a penny. We do the work, and we get compensated by the insurance company that best fits your needs. Let's build a relationship. Online, it's thehgogroup.com, or give me a call, Randy Lawson, 851-0219. I'll probably answer myself. That's 851-0219.
Hi, this is Chris Neely from the South Carolina Public Charter School District. Join me Monday afternoons at 5:30 as I team up with Kev for Kids First. We'll tackle the issues facing our schools, pointing out the positives with our students and teachers. Kids First, Mondays at 5:30 on The Point.
Hey, I'm State Representative Chris Wooten.
And I'm State Representative Micah Caston.
Join us on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. on The Rep.
We'll talk about everything that's happening at the State House and give you an insider's perspective.
All from the General Assembly. So join us at 9 a.m. on The Point, 100.7 FM or 1470 AM.
Dave Ramsey here. Do you want your money to work for you rather than you working for your money? Go see my friends at Palmetto Citizens Federal Credit Union. They're not a mega bank and have been serving the Midlands since 1936, offering good old-fashioned customer service and free services. They'll look out for your financial well-being. With 14 locations, check them out today at palmettocitizens.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, I'm Tazima. Join me every Saturday at 11 a.m. for Small Business Saturday. We'll celebrate business owners in our community while learning their stories of success and failure. It's Small Business Saturday right here at 100.7 The Point.
Parents ask, what's the best way to save for college? I'm State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, and my answer is always open a Future Scholar 529 College Savings Account. It's easy. You can get started online with any amount. It's flexible to adapt your child's college dreams. And you can deduct 100% of your contributions from the South Carolina state tax return. So what are you waiting for? Go to FutureScholar.com and see why it's the smart, easy way to save for college. FutureScholar.com.
Let the good times boil. It's time for the Louisiana Purchase second annual Crawfish Boil on Saturday, April 1st. No fooling. Tickets are $25, and that'll get you all you can eat crawfish. There's live music, jambalaya, chicken fingers, and the best crawfish this side of the bayou. It's the Louisiana Purchase Crawfish Boil, Saturday, April 1st at 7011 St. Andrews Road. Get your tickets at the restaurant or call 708-9991 April 1st from 11 to 2, and let the good times, boy.
I've been talking about the people at Stone Interiors from the very beginning. They did the incredible granite counters, the beautiful granite tabletop in my home. Our kitchen is our focal point of our house. The countertops are just gorgeous. When I talk about a local company with tremendous ethics, great workmanship, someone who sees a project through from start to finish, I'm describing Stone Interiors. So have you thought about some granite or marble countertops? What about a backsplash in your kitchen? You want to retile that bathroom? Did you know you can actually go online to stoneinteriors.com, go through their visualizer software, and design your whole kitchen, your whole bathroom project? It is so cool. If that's not for you and you want to visit their showroom, they'd love to have you come out and visit at Stone Interiors, or they can even come to you when it's convenient. For more than 20 years, Stone Interiors has done this thing the right way. Call them, 461-8950 to make an appointment, or visit them at stoneinteriors.com. That's 461-8950 or stoneinteriors.com.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hillwest and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
During accidents, first heading onto I-20 westbound, we do have that right lane blocked, mile marker 74 at Two Notch Road. Still working on Two Notch Road at Taylor Street. Spears Creek Church Road slow at I-20 on Charleston Highway right in front of that Pilot Travel Station. AMB Paint and Body Towing and Restoration, formerly Urgles. New name, but same great service. They handle the insurance hassles for you. 1520 Leaside Drive, AMB Paint and Body. I'm Sarah Parker on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bark Fireside Studio.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Welcome back into the Positive Points on Aging. This is something we bring you each and every Tuesday morning with our friends Katie and Karen from over at Oakleaf Village. We love working with Oakleaf Village, and one of the things that I really appreciate about you guys is, you know, you come in and you do this as a public service.
Absolutely.
This is not some infomercial for Oakleaf Village. You got plenty of things you could sit and fill a whole hour on talking about Oakleaf and why people should go there and this and that. But we do this as a public service, and it's an opportunity for people to learn about really important topics with our aging community, with our older adults and things like that. And whether it's your parents or your aunts, your uncle, your siblings, your, you know, you mm-hmm. if you're listening and you're hitting that age, whatever it is, we just want to make sure we're giving you the best tips we can. Today we're focusing on pain and pain management. We talked about some of the symptoms, right, Katie, about the pain. We want to get to the pain management side of it also.
Absolutely. So what they do, the best thing to do is have a comprehensive assessment of the patient. Basically, you're going to try to specifically diagnose the patient, see what's going on, and see if they could do the target their therapy whenever possible. They have numerous types of different pain scale assessments that they do. I mean, there's a list. It can go on and on and on. Treatments and things, what they like to do is treat it with the most simple things first. The very first line of defense is always things like Tylenol.
Mm-hmm.
They start out small, trying to figure out what it is. They're trying to find that sweet spot for medications,
sure,
what they like to do. They do scheduling of doses and short-acting drugs. That's one thing that they do, giving drugs around the clock at certain times of the day, keep them on a schedule, which I think we talked about being on a schedule for children in the past.
Right.
So same thing.
Right.
Medication, right, still go on a schedule. They just want to make sure what they're doing is try to do the simple stuff, the lighter stuff, the not so toxic stuff first is what they always try.
Right.
They go from Tylenol usually down to the next thing is usually ibuprofen. Then they do those topical creams. You know, you've seen people talking about those fentanyl patches or creams that they rub on their knees and things of that nature. They'll do things of that. It's kind of surprising, but in the older adults, they don't do the opioids as much,
right,
but they are prescribed, especially if they're having the chronic pains. You know, a lot of our folks in our buildings, I'll see that they'll have their bone-on-bone pain.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have two bones rubbing together, that's a different type of pain. Cancerous pains, I've been in hospice for over about 10 years, and I have seen some of our elderly go through the most chronic pain ever when it's a cancer diagnosis and they have the bone pain. I've seen nurses do everything in their power to work with physicians trying to figure out what's the best remedy. And a lot of times it's trying to get this one, this medication going, and then find a breakthrough pain later on that they can get medication for as well.
Right.
So they're just trying to always overlap just to see what's the sweet spot for getting their pain under control.
Sure, sure. Well, and again, there are stages. You know, there's mm-hmm. things that you want to do. For example, in terms of pain management, obviously, if you can control it with the Tylenol or this, you know, a little acetaminophen, that's great. Mm-hmm. And as you have to escalate, like you were kind of talking about, the doctor will do that. And then, you know, obviously you get to the next stage and mm-hmm. then there's physical therapy and then there's surgeries and things like that. But obviously you want to do as much with little interruption as possible
right.
for a person's quality of life, especially when you get to older adults. They don't want to have to plan their life around pain management.
No, and they get on all these medications, and once they're on all these medications, when these medications do have those side effects, and
sure.
it causes dizziness, can cause the falls, and cause the other issues that they're having. So it makes it sometimes worse putting them on so much medication. So that's why they always try to start them out at lower dosage, smaller quantities, see what will work first, just to try to ease some of that pain.
Right.
Geriatric populations, the lowest possible tolerable dosage is aimed causing less adverse effects and improving the quality of life is what their ultimate goal is trying to keep them able to be functional.
Right.
I mean, we don't want them in comatose, laying in the bed, not doing anything.
Of
we want
not.
Them getting up and getting out of the bed.
Sure.
So that's a big deal.
When it comes to the idea of, I guess when it comes to the idea of activity.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people might not realize it, but activity is actually also a way of treating.
Absolutely.
I mean, staying active, staying, getting exercise, keeping the bones moving around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, without letting yourself get too sedentary, that's actually, if you're able,
that's
a great way to keep yourself from getting where the pain wins.
Absolutely.
Right.
We got folks that do activities in the mornings, and it could be just those sit and fit exercises where they're just lifting their legs one at a time, making that marching, stomping of their
right,
foot kind
right.
of deal. They'll do the arm exercises. Even those little things can help tremendously on our elderly population. And I think a lot of folks forget about that, taking them out for those short walks. I mean, they like going shopping. Most
right.
of them still do. So take them shopping because that's exercise. Especially if you're dragging them into the entire store.
Sure, sure.
Go to Hamrick's and
right.
they're going to walk through the entire, they're not going to miss a shelf if you go into Hamrick's or somewhere
right.
like that.
Right.
So that's one thing that I feel like if they can just get the folks out and doing things, it makes a big difference.
Yep. You know, again, we're running short on time, but there are ways, and a good relationship with your physician matters.
Absolutely.
You really, I mean, because some doctors, they're too quick, in my opinion, to prescribe this mm-hmm. and prescribe that. Just a good relationship, though, with your physician. If they know you
yep.
and they ask you the questions, I think that's very important because I don't want to just take in a relative of mine and say, well, mom's having this or dad's having this or aunt's having this. And all of a sudden, I'll write it on a prescription script and you're gone. Next
right.
patient. I want you to ask questions
right.
so I can figure out the best
Let's talk
path.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Very good. Well, I'm glad you came in.
Well,
I appreciate
you.
It.
Thank
if
you.
People want to find out more from you guys, tell us how they can find out more.
They can call us at 803-808-3477, or they can go online at oakleafvillagelexington.com.
You were all ready for me.
I was
ready
today.
You knew I was going to ask you.
I knew I was ready today.
Yeah. I knew you. See, the thing is... That has always tripped up Marcia and Karen at the end.
They told me, and I was
and,
like,
yeah,
oh,
he's going to ask.
Sure
he's
yeah,
going to ask
gonna
how do
it.
People find out where Oakley Village is and all that. So, yeah, people need to know it. OakleyVillageLexington.com. And you can find Katie and you can find Karen there. We hope Karen feels better.
Yes, thank
and
you.
And we also want to say a shout out to Marcia. We miss
hey,
you.
Marcia.
You're never far away from our hearts. We love you. And you're always welcome to come visit anytime. But you did great, Katie. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Sir.
I'll
I appreciate
see you again
you.
Next week. And
yes,
you guys have a great rest of your week and enjoy this warm weather.
Yes.
All right. Hey, Your Way Home coming up with John in the next hour. For Katie, for Brian, I'm Kev. Thanks for listening to The Point.
Mornings with Kev.